I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. The South Boise Women's Correctional Center is a tight cluster of buildings south of Boise. Behind the prison stands a long, covered, tent-like structure, and inside are thousands of rows of tiny green plants. I walked along the rows of sagebrush with Warden Noelle Barlow Hust. So describe to me where we're at right now, Noelle.
So we are in the back of the South Boise Women's Correctional Center, and we have an area set up with a hoop house, and we have roughly 30,000 sagebrush plants growing right now.
And tell me about this program, I want people to understand, they almost look like teeny tiny little miniature, like, Christmas trees, almost, you know? But this is a program with the BLM, correct?
Yes. So every year at the start of the year, they take these are called containers. And so they take those, they have to sterilize and get those ready for preparation. So there's a lot more work to it than just watering the plants. They start them out as seeds and work through the entire summer to get them to grow to the size that they are now.
So they grow from seed, the sagebrush, and then they use it when there's like a wildfire or something like that? Is that the main reason for this program?
Yes. So what they do is they have areas mapped out. And so in August, late August, early September, depends on the weather, they will go out and plant all these sagebrush.
And what's it done for your inmates to do something like this?
Well, I think that it gives them something to do, and I think that it gives them, an education piece that they may not have had before, additional knowledge, and it kind of introduces them to different employment opportunities once they leave the department. So that, if it's something that they find interesting, then they can pursue their education, or they can pursue employment working for Parks and Recreation or BLM or the Forest Service. And so it kind of opens up some doors that they probably weren't aware of before.
And I would think something like this is very unique. And even if they were out in, the civilian world, they may not be exposed to a program like this or know that this could potentially lead to a job opportunity.
Yeah.
That's got to be huge.
Yeah. Well, and it contributes to how they feel about themselves and their level of confidence. And it has an overall impact on how they feel about themselves.
Mm-hmm. But from your standpoint, just as the warden being here for 4 years, when you put programs like this in place, what changes have you seen?
Well, I will see someone who comes in and they're broken, and they've hit rock bottom. They've lost their children, their families, their employment, their home, and they're kind of dropped right here, and we're left to kind of pick up the pieces and get them back. So when somebody comes here, the difference that we see over that period of time is huge, because, they're coming in broken and we're sending them out a little more whole than what they came in. And so their level of confidence has gone up. They feel good about themselves. They are excited about continuing with the programs out in the community. And so I think, what we're trying to do is bring those resources together with our women, so that when they leave, they have places to go and volunteer. They have a familiar face there already in place that they don't have to feel like they don't know someone there. And it just makes it so much easier for them to participate in community events.
Warden Noelle Barlow Huss says the tiny sagebrush are planted to help restore the landscape after wildland fires. Coming up, we continue our visit to the South Boise Women's Correctional Center. We find out why cats walk the halls in prison, and we'll hear a powerful story from a female inmate trying to turn her life around. Stay with us. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.